Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
When it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Jim Kawakami, the editor-in-chief of the very athletic Bay Area. Jim Kawakami.
Tim Kawakami, who's covered the NBA for over two decades, and more specifically, the Golden State Warriors over the last 12 years.
This is the TK Show.
Hey, it's Tim Kawakami, TK Show, recording this in the hallways of Chase Center on Sunday night after the Warriors lost a huge offensive game, maybe not so much defense, to the Dallas Mavericks. But I am recording this because I talked to Joe Lacob, the owner of the Warriors, not too long ago. I just thought it'd be a good time to catch up, obviously, on the trade for Dennis Schroeder. His thoughts on that, you know, interesting. Certainly, he is leaving it open for them to be making some moves. We know they're always on the hunt for big moves. And possibly by February, I think they're going to take a look at Schroeder. And they've got a couple months now to decide how he fits, where he fits. They could even trade him in February, use that salary to try to build up for something. I don't know that something big will be available. I do think he fits something specific about what they do. Or what they need, and just wanted to get some thoughts from Lacob about what he thinks about the team. He's obviously very disappointed in the way things have gone recently, but he likes the chemistry. Obviously, Steph Curry is playing the way he is. You know, maybe the money quote is Joe Lacob saying, and I asked him, you know, do you hear about the time to maximize Steph Curry's prime? He goes, yeah, I want to maximize Steph's years. I want to maximize Draymond. I want to maximize my own years, which is exactly the way he thinks. He is always going for it. That is sometimes why I get raise my eyebrows when people are demanding this of the Warriors. I go, this is the guy who the guy is. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, but you're not going to lack for urgency from Joe Lacob. Got into Jonathan Kuminga, the All-Star game, and some other issues. So we've got some beeping going on here. So I'll let you get. Here's the interview with Joe Lacob.
Always better to talk to you after wins. This was not a win. This was a loss. But how excited are you about getting Dennis Schroeder? Do you think, was there some sort of urgency in order to do this?
Yeah, I think so. I think we, obviously, we, you know, in the, since the beginning of the season, we've had a hard time taking care of the ball and initiating offense without Steph late in games at times. And I think we missed Melton. We were better with Melton. So I think he's a pretty good proxy for him. He's having a great year, actually. He's always killed the Warriors, yeah, as you know. So, you know, we identified him and went after him, obviously. We thought Brooklyn was a good target for this. And we got a deal then. So we're actually real happy with him.
Was there kind of an accumulation of watching these close losses, watching these end games, going, okay, we got, like, you did it as soon as you could do it, right? You did it today, which is the first day you could do this.
Yeah.
Was there kind of this balled up sense, okay, we got to do something?
Well, yeah, I think that's a fair statement. I mean, we obviously, we're always looking to improve the team. I've told you this before. So, I mean, there's nothing. I mean, it was an opportunity that came along. The Milton thing happened, so he was not able to play. It made sense for us, even though we like him, obviously, to move that along and get somebody. And I think it was Mike pulled off a very good deal for us to use that contract that otherwise wasn't doing us any good. And so an urgent sense of urgency. I don't know about urgency, but certainly the timing is very good, and we had an opportunity to do it, and we jumped on it.
How do you feel about this team? Obviously, the quick start, everything felt mm-hmm. good.
Yeah.
Then some stumbles, five games, yeah. Losing five in a row. Do you feel like, okay, this team has a shot at it? Do you feel like, hey, we got to wait and see? Where are you on the team right now?
Well, you're catching me after a loss, yep. So this isn't really the best time to talk about this. Look, I'm still very positive about the team, the chemistry between the players, the different talents. We are very deep. We're obviously struggling a bit right now, closing games. And tonight wasn't that. Tonight, Dallas just beat us with an exceptional
Luka
offensive performance. I mean, we actually played really well offensively, I thought, overall. 27 threes maybe?
It's right there, like 26, 27.
27, I mean, you know, and a lot of guys, four guys over 20 points, low turnovers for us. You expect to win a game like that, and I think we just couldn't stop them. They just were exceptional offensively tonight. I think we caught them on a hot night.
Luka was ridiculous.
He was ridiculous, yeah. And other guys, you know, made enough baskets when it counted too. Klay had a big night, give him credit. Open shots that he got, you know, on the third pass. They passed the ball very well, and they deserve to win.
Schroeder isn't the normal style of player you guys get. Was there some sense in the front office, your guys, maybe it's okay to try to do something a little different with a guy like that?
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of a one-on-one player, kind of a, you know, he's changed teams a lot over his career.
He has changed teams a lot, but he's actually playing the best basketball of his career.
Yeah.
This is his best year ever.
Yep.
And by the way, he played great for Germany. You probably saw the Olympics too. So I think he's probably at the height of his abilities. He's playing as good as he's ever played. You know, he's always liked San Francisco. I don't know if I saw that. He's very excited about coming to us. I just think it all made sense. Whether he's the same style of play, I don't know. You have to be able to do different things to win games in different ways. And clearly we lack a little bit of another ball handler. So I think he's going to help a lot in that regard.
This clearly does not preclude something else, I would imagine, down the road.
No, we're always looking to improve. I mean, there's no difference between now or, you know, we're always going to be looking for the right deal. This is the right deal, came along at the right time, was there for us for the taking. We had the right pieces to make it happen. And, you know, we're always looking for something else. And if something really makes sense, we'll do it. If it doesn't, we won't. I mean, trades are hard. You know, I've made this comment before. This one was available for us at the right time. And we'll have, hopefully another one might be a two. If it turns out we can be better, I think we'll be better. You know, obviously if we keep losing, I'm going to want to trade.
Yeah.
Do something else. But I really do have faith in this team to play better than we have been playing.
There always is the maximize Steph's prime years. I mean, it becomes a cliche. But the way he's playing, we talked about the Olympics, he plays so well.
Yeah.
Does it become something like, okay, we can do it. This guy's playing like this.
I don't really ever think that way.
Because you think that
way. I know other people do, but I don't. I'm always trying to win. I mean, I don't care if it's maximize Steph years or maximize Draymond years. Maximize my years.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter to me. I mean, we're trying to win at all times and be the best team we can.
John Kuminga is coming up on restricted free agency. He gets into the starting lineup. Is that something that encourages you, at least, that he's in the starting lineup, that he's getting regular minutes?
I think he's playing well, actually. I'm very excited. He, you know, what did he have, 20 tonight?
I didn't even, yeah, he was,
I think, 20,
yeah.
A bunch
one,
of assists.
I think one rebound. One rebound.
Yeah, he didn't rebound. But, you know, that's because they made a lot of shots.
Yeah.
Maybe. So, I don't know. He's been playing pretty well, I think. He's getting better. He's contributing a lot to our success. There are nights you could say he's our second best offensive weapon. Tonight, Wiggins had it going, which was really good. I think we had 420-point scorers.
You scored a lot of points.
Who else scored 20?
Curry.
Curry, Wiggins, Kuminga, and...
Waters, maybe.
No, Waters had 12 or something. He was pretty good.
Yeah.
I forget who else. Somebody else had 20 in the game, too. But so, I think, look, he's a good player. We like him a lot.
How close do you think you came to signing him to an extension before the deadline?
You know, this has been discussed. I can't go into details of all
but
that.
But, I mean, you're known to... You like him, right?
Of course we like him. And we discussed it with him, but, you know, circumstances are unusual the way this works in this league, right? I mean, we do have his... He's playing for us this year, and we have a restricted free agency coming up this summer, so it's not like we really lost anything here. We get another chance to see him progress and see how good he can be this year. So it's, you know, I'm always wondering why anyone signs someone who's entering maybe a restricted free agency. I don't know another business where you pay somebody a year in advance. It's kind of a weird thing, right?
But you do it in sports. You do it in sports.
It happens. Yeah. I'm not saying it doesn't happen, but I'm just saying arguably you shouldn't. So I'm just saying, you know, that's a balance. And we like him a lot. And look, I kind of expect him to be a Warrior for a long time. It's not an issue.
Yeah, I was going to say, how hard would it be to trade Kuminga?
I don't really, I'm not going to speculate on that.
Well, let's talk about the All-Star game. You got that coming up. What kinds of things are you involved with? How much planning has there been in it, and how much are you looking forward to this?
The All-Star game is a lot of work for the host team. It's our first time doing it here since I've owned the team. It's a lot of work to put it on. Our guys are doing a tremendous job. I think it's going to be, as an event over 4 days, it's really 4 days of events. I think it's going to be incredibly successful, incredibly impressive to the NBA world, which is, you know, who it's really aimed at. I'm looking forward to it. I'll also be glad when it's done, because it's a lot of work, and we want to get it over with and move on to doing other things.
What are you most looking forward to from that week?
For the All-Star weekend?
Yeah.
Well, it'd be really great to see Steph Curry play in front of his home fans. I mean, I would say that's number one. That'd be really wonderful, assuming it happens. And, I think also we're looking forward to showing off some of our new restaurants here and around the, you know, around
They're here. Opening.
A whole bunch are opening, actually, and more even before the All-Star game next month. It's pretty exciting. I think Nicole and I are hosting a big Board of Governors party, which we're very excited about, and it'd be nice to do it. It'd be nice to be done.
Let's talk about the Valkyries. Obviously, they had the expansion draft. There's players now, although I don't know how many of them are going to actually be playing. Noting that, like, do you expect something interesting to happen? I know you. You want big names. You want the best possible.
Well, we can only do what the system allows us to do. So, you know, the teams get to protect six players. We take the best that are out there. We think we got some really good ones. We're pretty excited. We think there are four or five people that are legitimate starters that we could have on our team that we drafted. But we have free agency coming. Hopefully we'll nab a few there. And then the college draft, you know, we'll get a pretty high first-round pick. Maybe not as high as I would like, but a high first-round pick. And then, of course, next year there's going to be a lot of free agents as well. I don't expect Rome to be built in a day here. I think, you know, we'll try to be competitive. We got a great young woman who's our coach, who I really, really like a lot. The philosophy is, you know, meets what we want to, objectives that we would like to do to build the team around. We'll try to be the best we can for the first year, provide a great experience for our fans, and then, you know, over the next few years, build the team up and hopefully get to be very competitive.
People keep mentioning they're waiting to see, they know the way you do business, you're going to want a star or two.
Oh, yeah.
When will you be able to get a star?
I mean, free agency is probably our best shot to do that. You know, we'll give it the best shot we can this year, and certainly next year we'll be even more available.
CBA.
And then the CBA is going to change, so I think, you know, I would expect that over the a couple of years, we'll start to get some really good players in here. And, you know, give us till year five to win that championship.
You said Rome wasn't built in a year. It's 5 years. You need, Rome built
I've
five
set
years.
A goal for 5 years yeah. to get to the to be an elite team. I think that's fair when you're starting from scratch. But having said that, I'd like to be competitive early on, and so we'll try to do that. A lot of that is culture and coaching, and we'll make the best with what we do have.
All right, Joe. I appreciate it.
All right.
As always.